eternal right in front of you. See the canyons broken by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bedlam fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out.
Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva, on Channel Radio. I hope you're all keeping well and had a great weekend. Right, we have a great show ahead of you this morning. We're going to talk about things like your sleep and perhaps how your diet might be affecting your sleep. We're also going to talk about the different types of bread. Now, most of us know that there's white bread and brown bread and whole grain bread. So we're going to go into a bit more detail about the pros and cons of different types of bread and how they affect your body. And we have a couple of special guests on this morning from the One You shop in Ashford. I'd like to say good morning to Bev and to Julie. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's really good. Well, thank you.
It's good to see you both. And we'll be interviewing Bev and Julie in about 20 minutes. And we'll be talking more about the One You programme, how it can help you as an individual, and also how it might be able to help your business and help the well-being of your staff. So we'll be discussing that in more detail, and also discussing the event that they're having in the Ashford store on the 29th of January, which is next Monday. So we'll find out more about that a bit later. So before we start, a bit of housekeeping. The purpose of the Health Matters Radio Show is to help to educate you with ways to improve your health and to give you advice about ways that you might be able to improve your health and feel better. This is obviously on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing any medical advice, and the content provided on the show is for general information only and is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion. The content of the show should not be taken as a substitute for medical advice. And if you have any concerns about your general health, please contact your medical professional, which is often, in many cases, your local pharmacist, or you can even call 111. Maybe don't call your doctor initially. Talk to your pharmacist, call 111, and they will give you the necessary advice. And I specifically disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. So that's the red tape out the way. Let's talk this morning about your sleep. It's estimated that about a third of people regularly suffer from difficulty sleeping, according to the NHS. Now, this causes problems in the short term, but also in the long term too, with raised risks of things like depression, obesity, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and in some cases a shorter life expectancy. What people don't realise is to a greater or lesser part, their diet really affects their quality of sleep. Not just quality, but also quantity as well. So here's a few things that you might want to consider and maybe review in your own diet and your own lifestyle, that if you do suffer from lack of sleep, if you have bad quality sleep, if you wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, there might be some things here that you identify with that you might want to improve on, and perhaps as a side effect, your sleep quality or quantity actually does improve. So here's the thing, drinking too late into the evening, particularly alcohol. Now, lots of people drink alcohol to wind down and to relax, but alcohol, whilst it has a sedative effect, it does actually disrupt your sleep cycle. So rather than having good quality sleep, and it might make you feel drowsy in the short term, but it can cause restlessness, and it can actually leave you feeling tired when you wake up in the morning. And also in alcohol, in wine and mixers and what have you, there's quite a lot of sugar in a lot of those drinks. And that has an effect on your blood sugar, particularly if you drink it late at night. And if your blood sugars are raised before you go to bed, then that can lead to sleep issues, and it can also wake you up in the middle of the night too. So having too much caffeine, now this sounds an obvious one, but I know people that do drink coffee late into the evening. And caffeine is obviously a natural stimulant, but it does disrupt the nervous system. And it is a leading cause of things like insomnia. Now, caffeine is broken down in the liver by an enzyme called CYP1A2. And some people have genetic, there are genetic issues where they have difficulty breaking down the alcohol in their drinks. And things like age and other medical conditions can also play a part in how sensitive we are to caffeine. Generally speaking, it takes about 4 to 6 hours for the body to metabolise caffeine. So if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're awake late at night, then perhaps 4 to 6 hours before you go to bed, make a point of not drinking caffeine in your drinks. And that can include things like obviously energy drinks as well, not just coffee, but cups of tea. So it's worth considering that if coffee and tea and maybe your energy drinks or even soft drinks, there are caffeine, there is caffeine in soft drinks, then perhaps give them a miss a few hours before you go to bed. Sugary foods and refined carbs. Now, we've already mentioned blood sugars, and if you have a raise in your blood sugar, that can disrupt the quality of your sleep. So if you eat sugary carbs, if you have chocolate late at night or crisps, or you have a diet that's perhaps not that healthy, and you eat before you go to bed, then that can affect your blood sugar, and it can also affect your quality of sleep. At the very best, you'll probably have a bad night's sleep, a restless night's sleep, or you'll wake up feeling tired and refreshed and unrefreshed in the morning, and you can see how that cycle can continue. So if you are used to eating sugary foods or refined carbs into the evening, perhaps give them a few hours before you go to bed and just don't eat them, and stay away from the chocolate. And also if you're trying to lose weight, obviously staying away from things like chocolate is quite good for you as well. Okay, on to the next tip, eating fermented foods. Now, there is an old adage that cheese gives you nightmares, but there's actually some biological truth in that. There is a compound called tyramine, and tyramine is found in things like fermented foods and aged and cured foods as well, and also strong cheeses, and cheddar is a prime culprit. Tyramine triggers the release of a neurotransmitter called noradrenaline, and this activates the arousal mechanisms in the brain. It increases the heart rate and it increases the blood pressure, and it prepares you for this fight or flight response. And if you're trying to go to sleep or you have cheese an hour before you go to sleep, the last thing you want is a raise in these hormones. So perhaps if you're used to eating cheese into the evening, maybe give it a miss. Okay, B vitamins. Now, if you're taking a multivitamin, this isn't really an issue. But if you're taking separate B vitamins and perhaps high dosages of B vitamins, you should avoid taking these in the evening, because the B vitamins play a crucial part in the body's energy production process. And it actually helps in overstimulating the body, which could indeed disrupt your sleep as well. And in fact, if you take vitamin B6 before you go to bed, you might have some quite vivid dreams. On the other hand, magnesium is a very good thing to take before you go to bed, because it calms down the nervous system. It regulates the stress response, and it helps to relieve muscle tension. So perhaps have stay away from the B vitamins and try the magnesium instead. And the last one is processed snacks and Chinese takeaways. In Chinese takeaways, Chinese cuisine is very well known for using MSG, which is monosodium glutamate. And this is also in things like ready meals, chicken nuggets, crisps, and all sorts of different processed foods. And the thing is MSG is used to enhance the flavour of dishes. And it gives it a flavour, a savoury flavour, which is known as umami. But some people are quite sensitive to MSG. And some of the side effects of MSG, amongst others, are things like insomnia, palpitations, headaches, fatigue, muscle pain. So if you've got a diet that's perhaps quite high in MSG, you might want to take a view on that and try to cut down your MSG consumption. So there's some ideas there. Sleep is a big issue. As I say, lots of people I talk to either don't have enough sleep or they wake up unrefreshed. And what we're going to do next week is we're going to talk about ways that we can get around these issues. So we're going to review the issues I've covered there and the ways that you can improve your sleep quality. And I'm going to give you some tips on next Monday's show as to ways to put those into practice and perhaps improve your sleep levels. So, as I mentioned last week, we had songs from 1983, and I put a few tweets out asking you to give me a year. If you give me a year, I'll pick the songs. And there's a few people that tweeted in, and 1982 came up as the most popular year. So I've chosen three songs this morning from 1982. I'm sure some of you are too young to remember 1982, and I'm sure some of you will remember these songs well. But we're going to kick off this morning with song one, the first of three, and it's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva, on Channel Radio. You can tweet in on Twitter. You can find the show page, which is at Health Radio Show. Drop a tweet, say hello, ask a question, ask for a shout out, and I'll happily read your tweets out on air. You can also find the show's Facebook page. If you search Health Radio Show, you can follow the page, like the page, and be kept up to date with what's going on the show. I had a tweet in from Margaret. Margaret Holvick was on the show a few weeks ago. If you remember, she's the specialist in essential oils. And Margaret tweeted in to say, hi, Health Radio Show. Have a great show. Margaret is holding a free introduction to essential oils at her place in Faversham on Tuesday, January the 23rd. So that's tomorrow from 7:30 p.m. and also next Tuesday, the 30th, from 7:30. So if you get in touch with Margaret, if you'd like to find out more about essential oils, you can get in touch with her. Her Twitter handle is at live_naturally_. And if you go to the show's Twitter page, then you'll find her on there as well. So get in touch with Margaret and take part in her essential oils class in Faversham tomorrow or next Tuesday. So we're going to move on to our special guest interviews. And we have on the show this morning two lovely ladies. We have Bev and we have Julie. Hi, Bev. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hello. Bev and Julie, they work for the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, and they have a big part in the One You programme. Now, you've probably heard about the One You programme. There's been ads on TV, and I think I've heard some ads on radio as well, and there's been some press advertising and leaflet drops that have gone out. But I've got Bev and Julie on the show this morning to explain a bit more about what the One You programme is, who it's targeted at, how it can help you as an individual to improve your health, and also, if you run a business, how it might be able to help you improve the well-being and the health of your staff. And they've also got an event next Monday, which is the 29th of January, and it's a business-focused event. And what we'll do is, as we go through the interview, we'll come on to a bit more detail about that. And if you are a business owner out there and you see a value and importance in the health and well-being of your staff, and it's definitely something that you should consider attending. So that's next Monday from 10 till 4, I think. Is it 10 till 4?
Right.
Excellent. Okay, so Bev and Julie, your involvement with the One You programme, tell me a bit about who you are and what you do within the programme. Who's going to go first?
Well, leading on, hello, I'm Julie. It's Stenhouse. I'm the Workplace Health and Events Project Officer, just leading on from what you were saying. My role is to work with local workplaces because we're aware how directly they can influence the physical and economic well-being of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a great opportunity to get into businesses and work closer with them, help them to value their staff and give them access to local services.
Fantastic. And Bev?
Yes, hi, I'm Bev Crossland. I'm the One You team lead for South Kent Coast and Ashford. So I have the pleasure and privilege of managing a team of behaviour change experts who can really help support the health of our local population.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear a bit more about all the different things we can support you with, but it's we cover the local area, and one of our big projects within that is the One You Shop in Ashford, which we will also talk about.
Super. And as I mentioned, the One You programme was launched a couple of years ago now, wasn't it? About March 2016. As an initiative from Public Health England, but you guys are the experts. So for the benefit of the listeners who perhaps don't know much about the One You programme, or perhaps have seen a few ads on TV, perhaps you can tell us more about what the programme is, what it does, and how it can help people.
Yeah, absolutely. So the One You programme is a bit of a groundbreaking campaign that
mm-hmm.
was launched March 2016 from Public Health England. Really, it was set up to support our adult population, so, you know, any age, adult age, particularly aimed at those who are perhaps in middle age, across the country, to really help take control of their health and to enjoy, start seeing benefits now and in their later life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's partly because we all know that we should be doing more to support our health, whether that's moving more, eating better, stopping smoking, drinking a bit less. But you know that this campaign is really there to sort of drive those messages home. Also means we can help, you know, leading off some of the stuff you were talking about earlier, trying to avoid future diseases that are caused by modern day life. There was lots of sort of tools that come alongside the One You program. One of those is the How Are You online quiz, which people might have seen. So you can always take that, which really helps you to perhaps give a bit of a snapshot of, you know, where you are in your life, and might just give people that little nudge in the right direction to go and do something to just that they can improve their health.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say improve, you know, really some small changes that can really add up to making a big difference. The One You campaign will allow One You to sort of filter out into every community, because it means each local authority area or area can take it on in whichever way they want. So hopefully the message will start to be on every high street and on in our local health services, on websites, social media. And we want everyone to know that small changes, it's never too late to make those small changes and get your health on track. So locally in Kent, the services are delivered by the Kent Community Foundation NHS Trust. We offer a whole range of free services and initiatives that will really support our local communities to take to achieve goals and have a healthier lifestyle.
And I think some of the key points that you've mentioned there are things like it's free. People perhaps don't really understand what One You is about. excuse me. It's a free service where you can go in and you can get help and advice.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, free is the absolute key. We're providing stuff that, you know, there might be equivalent salary that you can pay for. But if people can't afford that or don't want to or want an alternative, remember that, one, you know, it is an NHS service running One You. So we are free at the point of contact. We really love to help. We obviously work very closely with GPs and other health service partners. So you can, you know, hopefully find us that way, or you can come and see us in many of the community settings we work from.
Excellent. And I think the thing about avoiding future disease is really a key point that we should focus on, because we do live in a very stressful, high-calorie, sedentary society today. And whilst people might not think that they're ill or sick at the moment, that doesn't mean that their lifestyle is indicative that that's going to continue as they get older. You know, there's an increase in particularly type 2 diabetes in this country and in the Western world in general. And I think sometimes prevention, or often prevention, is better than cure. And I think if you can help educate people and give them these checkups,
mm-hmm.
just to either tell them that perhaps their lifestyle is going to take them down a particular route, and they're going to hit the buffers at some point and point them in the right direction. Because I think once they've got these problems and these illnesses, they're a lot harder to deal with than actually making, and I think one of the really important things you mentioned there was about making small changes.
Absolutely. That's totally what we are here to support. Sometimes I think people think it's, you know, they've got a real mountain to climb, and what we can do, the experts we have out there delivering, who are there to support you, can really help you break it down into small, manageable goals and take it one step at a time, rather than thinking, oh, I need to stop smoking, reduce my alcohol, get fit. You know, let's focus on what's really important, what's the absolute priority for you, and we can offer you that right service. So, you know, the main message is really that as One You, you don't have to go it alone. We're here to help. Lots of different support on offer. And as we keep saying, those small changes add up. So did you want to know a bit more about...
Yeah, tell me about the programmes and the initiatives that you run.
So our One You team that is Kent-wide, we have different sort of branches underneath that. So we have One You Weight Loss, obviously really topical with sort of New Year. Everybody's always...
All those New Year's
wanting
resolutions.
...wanting to shift a few pounds. But, all over we have One You Weight Loss, and that is our a weight management service. You can either do that as groups run by our team, or you can go and see advisors in pharmacies as for one-to-one support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about no fads and no gimmicks. It's really sensible, healthy eating advice.
Mm-hmm.
That will support you to help live a healthier lifestyle. You know, we want you to be able to sustain this. If you're making that decision to come along, you know, get a bit fitter and want to lose weight, we're going to do it in small, manageable chunks that will help you keep it off for life. And then, you know, there's so many benefits even from losing a small amount of weight. You know, 5-10% weight loss, you know, we can do that. We have had some great success stories, so our team is here to help with that. And remember, it is free as well.
Okay.
Also, on the New Year resolution front, we also offer One You Smoke Free, which is our really brilliant stop smoking service. And I know lots of people probably think they can go cold turkey, but you're actually about four times more likely to quit if you do it with support. So we provide different options. You can come along to some stop smoking groups, or you can, again, be seen one-to-one. We do that in a range of settings. That might be in job centres or the Gateway. If you're in Ashford, we've got the One You Shop, which I'm going to talk a bit more about. We use some hospital locations, GP surgeries. So hopefully somewhere that will be near to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's also telephone support. And our experts, our stop smoking experts, will be able to give you the right motivation, but they can also provide you with the right nicotine replacement therapy and also the right pharmacotherapy, the right drugs that could actually really support you, because it's tough. It's really tough to stop smoking. So if that's the biggest change you want to make, we have got the support for you. On top of that, we have a really interesting part of the One You Stop Smoking service is that we can help you even if you're pregnant and wanting to stop smoking. We have some specialist experts who can support with that. All our service is totally non-judgmental, and we are there to help. So they're two of the really big things people are always interested in, is the weight loss and the stop smoking.
Yeah, but they are two of the big things, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the single biggest thing you can do for your health is obviously stopping smoking. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's your weight loss that's the priority, then we can work with that. And then we also have in our team One New Lifestyle Advisors. Now, they are our brilliant community-based advisors who can pretty much, I would like to say, support you with anything. They will work with you, and whatever your goal is, they will help you, you know, help you work on that. You know, they'll really sit down with you, look at what's the biggest impact on your health, and do that. That's six free sessions, and that's one-to-one. And they can support you with healthy eating, physical activity, the stop smoking, drugs and alcohol issues, sexual health, stress, emotional health and well-being. They can even, you know, if you're really struggling, they can help you get registered with GPs. They'll support you to appointments. They're a really good sort of almost like our entry level of the service, where they will get you to the right people so you can really make that change that's good for your health.
Brilliant.
So there are real core staff that we work with and providing those out there in the community. And alongside it all, we offer our NHS health checks, which, if you don't know, is our national programme for 40 to 74-year-olds. There's some restrictions that you can look at online, but a health check really gives you a really good insight as to whether you're at higher risk of developing heart disease or stroke or diabetes, some of those sort of later term conditions. Only takes about 30 minutes and gives you a really personalised plan. And off the back of that health check, we'll get you again into the right services, or if you want to make those changes, we'll get you that right support. And if you're not eligible for health check, we can also offer you an MOT, which is almost the same. So, you know, we can, if you want to, you know, see some results and see where perhaps where you are at in your life, we can offer you that as well. So that's some of our main bits. Julie, did you want to say anything about the exercise or the health walks that we offer?
We also offer the health walks, which are held right across the locality. They're free. Mm-hmm. There's no obligation with those. You don't have to book in. You don't have to commit. You can just turn up and walk. And they're all run by trained volunteers. We have an amazing support system of volunteer health walk leaders. The walks themselves, around 45 minutes, some are extended. All of that information's on the programme. But absolutely brilliant for people who might be recovering from an illness. Maybe it's just somebody that needs a bit more motivation to get out, get exercising, doesn't want to do it on their own, and there's a group that's there. It's friendly, it's sociable, and they quite often end in a tea shop.
I think having that support mechanism, I think, is really important, and doing things in a group. You know, if you're trying to get healthier, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to stop smoking, all these things are so much easier when you've got the support of like-minded people around you. And just going back to the weight loss groups, as I understand it, they run across different parts of Kent. Is that right?
Yep, totally. Pretty much there will be an equivalent across the whole of Kent. Our mm-hmm. service predominantly focuses on the east of Kent. So that's Swale, Thanet, Dover, Chepway, Ashford, Canterbury,
Margate,
Margate. Yep, New all Albany. Of the, yep, everywhere. I think if Thanet, yep, down across the marsh. You should have something hopefully near you. And obviously we'll make sure you get the details so that you can find out where your nearest one is. And you can always give our team a call. We'll give those contact details at the end, but we will get you to our nearest service and whichever one is right for you, whether that's group or one-to-one support.
And I think one of the things to stress here, and just to reiterate, is the fact that all these services are free.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, you've got nothing to lose, really. If you're if you're feeling ready to change and you want some support, please do come and contact us and find out.
And I think it is great that it opens it up to everyone, because, you know, some of the health and wellbeing programs that are run privately, they do alienate people perhaps on lower incomes. And, you know, the One You service is open to anyone and everyone. And all you've got to do is be ready to make that change.
Absolutely.
You know, if your mindset is such that you want to finally lose weight, or you want to give up smoking, or you just want to improve your health in general, the service is there to help you.
Absolutely. Yep, you've totally got it. That's what we're here to offer.
So what other health services or support and advice does the One You Shop provide? Because we mentioned about obviously helping people to lose weight and stop smoking. But do they do things like any programs for children, perhaps?
One U is a primarily an adult program, mm-hmm. but obviously we also many people now have heard of sort of Change for Life,
yep,
which is a really well known national campaign. So in our One U Shop in Ashford, which I can talk a little bit more about now, we've always made sure we've got the Change for Life materials and leaflets and things like that. So, you know, particularly in school holidays, we might get families popping into our One U Shop or along to our programs. And we will also always signpost to the best services that can support families or children as well, even if that's not provided directly by us.
Mm-hmm.
But you also did mention our One U Shop, which for anybody living in Ashford or in the surrounding area, it's a really pioneering initiative that our health trust has set up in conjunction with Kent County Council and Ashford Borough Council. So it's almost is a one-stop shop in the High Street, in the Park Mall Shopping Centre in Ashford, and you can come along and access all of our services from there. Or if you just want to come and ask a question or pick up some leaflets or check in with anything about health, then that's what you can do. So as we mentioned, we provide all the services we've previously mentioned. We have people who might pop in for a weight check or a blood pressure check or just to get some advice. And it's staffed by a range of our teams. So there's always somebody there that can give you that support and motivation. Or you can access any of the core services there. So we're running Stop Smoking from there. We are mm-hmm. running Weight Loss from there. And even we've got one of our expert patient courses coming up, which can support people with long-term conditions as well. So if any of that we've talked about, appeals to you, then either pop in and see us at the shop or to get in touch.
And you don't need to make any appointments. You can just drop in unannounced.
Just turn up.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's such a good service. And when you bear in mind that things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugars, they often go undetected for a long time. And it's estimated that in this country, there's about 600,000 people with type 2 diabetes, and they don't even know they've got it. It's undetected. And it's estimated that type 2 diabetes can go undetected for up to 10 years before the symptoms really show. And then by the time the symptoms show, you're normally in quite a lot of trouble. So going back to the whole prevention is better than cure. Even if you think you're healthy, even if you think you haven't got diabetes or you haven't got high blood pressure or you haven't got high cholesterol, these things can be checked out. And, you know, it's peace of mind, isn't it? It's coming in to see you guys, having an MOT. You know, people spend lots of money maintaining their cars, having their car serviced, having their cars MOT to make sure their cars are safe on the road. But lots of people don't pay the same attention to their own health. And actually coming in to see, coming into the One U Shop and having the MOT, having the annual service on your body, and just going away with a peace of mind knowing that you're actually okay.
It's all done in a very friendly environment. It's very non-judgmental, non-threatening. People come in feeling relaxed if they're out shopping, and they hopefully leave feeling the same way, you know. And that's our aim, is to make everybody feel welcome, and it's all inclusive to everybody.
So the actual actual shop is by the stairs, isn't it, in Park Mall, just around the corner from the tank.
Just by the tank. Yeah.
So if you know where the tank is,
yep.
If you make your way from the tank into Park Mall. It's just by the stairs that go up to the car park.
That's right.
Yeah, excellent. So what are the opening hours of the shop?
So we open the shop from Tuesday through to Saturday. And mm-hmm. so Tuesday to Friday, we are open from 9.30 till 5.
Yep.
And on Saturday, it's from 9.30 till 1. So you can pop in and see us any time. If you, you know you definitely would like a health check or anything like that, you can come and make an appointment at a time that's convenient for you. If not, if you pop in, we will always do our best to accommodate you and get you sorted or signpost you to where you need to be.
Okay. And generally speaking, how long do the health checks take to do?
30 minutes, okay. Around 30, maybe, you know, sometimes it might stretch 30, 45 minutes. Generally, people can do it in a lunch hour. That's okay. The nice thing if people want to pre-book so they know they'll be seen during a lunch
and
hour.
And it really could be 30 minutes that just might change your life.
It certainly could help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are the objectives of the One You shop?
So the shop, mainly what we want to do is to make sure all our services are accessible in a local setting, basically. Mm-hmm. So... And a lot of the things we've already talked about, we want to be able to encourage people to really think about those lifestyle choices. Make, you know, put themselves first. You know, you might be a busy mum, you know, you sort out all your appointments for your kids and everything else. But actually, what are you doing for your own health? And actually, is it a really convenient place where you could pop along and get some support? Mm-hmm. And as we said earlier, you know, the one you aim nationally is to really encourage adults, particularly middle-aged adults, to take control of their health and enjoy start seeing the benefits now. As you said, there's a lot of those sort of silent diseases out there, so actually come and find out what can you put in place now to make sure you have a really you know, good later life, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just thinking, Bev, you're saying about mums, you know, not having time for themselves. Don't be put off if you are in the town with your children. We've got colouring books, we've got games. If you want to bring your children into the shop, please do. They're more than welcome.
And also, there is a room where you can discreetly and happily breastfeed as well. We have a nice, comfortable room that you're welcome to use. If you're out and about with your baby and still want to see us, then, or, you know, you just come and see us, even if you just want somewhere safe to breastfeed, which is very welcome in the One You shop.
Brilliant. Excellent. So just going on to your business event. So we've obviously mentioned about how the One You shop and the One You programme can help people to improve their health. But you mentioned that you've got a business event coming up next Monday, which is the 29th of January. If you'd like to explain a bit more about what the business event is and who it would appeal to and why they should come down to see you.
We are inviting all local businesses with the support of Ashford Borough Council. They've all been contacted to come down to the One You shop on the Monday the 29th. We've aimed that day at employers or managers of local businesses. We'd like you to pop in. It could be just 10, 15 minutes. We can try and do a mini health check, maybe check a blood pressure, give you a tour of the shop. Just have a little chat about how we can try and support your staff to make your workplace more efficient, more effective, maybe give you a happier, healthier workforce, because we know how much time people spend at work.
Mm-hmm.
If they can have some direct support supported by their employer to access services. And then the following two Mondays, the 5th and the 12th, are aimed at getting the staff of those local businesses into the shop. We're not normally open on a Monday. As we've said, our opening hours are from the Tuesday. So these Mondays are specially arranged for workplace staff within Ashford Town Centre.
Excellent. So next Monday, the 29th, is aimed at the business owner,
yeah,
perhaps the senior decision maker, to give them a taster of what you do and what you offer.
Absolutely. So they can see, yep, how it could benefit their staff and themselves. Obviously, you know, they're welcome to take the services up themselves as well.
And then to encourage their staff to then come back the following Monday, the 5th,
right,
or the 12th of February. So that's Mondays 10 till 4. And having a happy, healthy workforce is really important, because not only is a happy workforce an investment in the well-being of your staff, but it cuts down costs as well. Things like recruitment costs, sickness absence, all sorts of things.
Absolutely. It can increase productivity. It can increase attendance, reduce sickness. You know, it could be really beneficial.
And that service is free, isn't it?
Yep.
So
yep.
Why would you not? So I would like to think there'd be lots of business owners out there thinking, right, okay, next Monday, put it in your diary now, and then pop down to the One You shop in Ashford, just around the corner from the tank, between 10 and 4. So if people want to contact you, find out more about the One You programme or the One You shop, what's the best route that they can do to contact you?
There's various choices. That, I mean, you know, we'd love to see people in person in the shop if they want to pop in. We have a telephone number, which is 0300 123 1220, mm-hmm. which anybody can call to access any of those services. Trained staff are on that line, really helpful, really supportive, and will guide people to the correct service. Or people could Google the One You website, the One You Kent website.
Brilliant. And you're also on Twitter as well. I think your Twitter handle is at OneUPHE.
That'll be the national.
That'll be the national one.
One You Public Health England. If you want to see what we're doing local, then follow the Kent
So you go to Google, type in One You Kent, and then obviously they'll be able to find details about the Kent initiatives. And or if they're in the Ashford area, pop into the shop, which is just around the
love
corner.
To see you.
Just around the corner from the tank. Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Bev, and Julie for coming in this morning. It's really interesting to find out more about the One You initiative and obviously what great work the shop in Ashford is doing. And just to reiterate, the event, the business event, is running the Monday, the 29th of January, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. It's designed to attract business owners and senior decision makers down to the shop in Ashford to find out more about what the shop can offer and how they can help you to improve the health and well-being of your staff. And then for you to go back to your places of work and encourage your employees to go back the following Monday, which will be the 5th of February, or the Monday after that, the 12th of February, on the Monday between 10 and 4, to find out ways that they can improve their own health. So, yeah, thanks again. It's been great to have you on this morning. And I'm sure there'll be lots of people down there next Monday. I hope to get down there as well. So it'll be great to see you down there. And thank you. Thank you once again.
Thanks,
okay. So we're going to go on to our next song. Another song from 1982. It's a classic from Toto. Possibly one of their best songs, actually. Hope you enjoy it. It's Africa.
Cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva, on Channel Radio. I hope you are all keeping very well. If you'd like to tweet in, the show's Twitter page or Twitter handle is at Health Radio Show. So please go on to Twitter and say hi or ask a question or ask for a shout out, and I'd be happy to give you a mention. And also the show's Facebook feed is Health Radio Show. Search Health Radio Show and you will find the show's Facebook page. You can also contact me at my website, which is i-nutrition.co.uk. If you have any specific questions you'd like me to answer for you that perhaps are not suitable for being on air, then I'm happy to do that. So find my website, www.i-nutrition.co.uk, and you can make contact with me there. Okay, so we're going to have a chat about bread for the next couple of minutes. Now, as we know, there's white bread and wholemeal bread and whole grain bread and rye bread and sourdough and all these sorts of breads out there. And for a lot of people, it's an area of confusion. So I'm very quickly going to run through the differences between these breads. So we'll start with white bread. Now, as a nutritionist, my view is white bread is probably is the worst of the worst, okay? So when they take the grains, they grind them down during processing, and in that process of grinding the grains down to make white bread, it raises the glycemic index. Now, the glycemic index is the rate at which carbohydrates get absorbed into the body. So if you're diabetic, obviously that's a great concern, but even if you're not a diabetic, a high glycemic index diet is actually not good for your blood sugars long term, and it can lead on to things like type 2 diabetes. Foods of high glycemic index cause these blood sugar spikes, which are really bad for the body. So white bread generally, and also wholemeal bread, has quite a high glycemic index. So white bread is just massively processed. It's a bread made from wheat that's had the germ and the bran removed. So a lot of the nutrients that come in bread have been taken away. So things like fibre, the B group vitamins, vitamin E, and also minerals such as zinc, iron, magnesium, phosphorus. These have all been taken out of what should be a reasonably nutritious food. Wholemeal bread is made from whole grains that have been milled down to a fine texture, and that gives the bread its brown appearance. So wholemeal bread contains more fibre than white bread, and it also contains vitamins and minerals. But generally speaking, white bread and wholemeal bread has a higher glycemic index than whole grain breads. So whole grain breads are breads that are made with a flour base, a wholemeal flour base, but they have lots of grains and seeds in them, so they're much healthier for you. So these contain the entire grain. They've got the bran, which is the outer layer, the endosperm, which is the starchy middle layer, and the wheat germ, which is the nutrient-rich inner part. So whole grain bread, the bread with bits in it, is a really good source of things like carbohydrates, proteins, unsaturated, which are the good fats, vitamins, minerals, and also three types of fibre. So you have the resistant starch, and you have the soluble and insoluble fibres. So diets that are high in whole grains are linked to things like a reduced risk of heart conditions or other health conditions. It reduces the risk of things like weight problems and obesity, and also type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancer as well. And whole grain foods and whole grain bread are very good for your digestive health. And there are studies that suggest that whole grains are associated with a lower risk of bowel cancer. So multigrain breads, they're breads made from white flour, and they have some grains added, arguably a bit more healthier for you than white bread, but certainly not as good for you as whole grain bread. Rye bread has a heavier texture due to having quite a lower gluten content than other breads. But whole grain rye bread with added grains has a higher fibre and vitamin content than light rye. It also has a lower glycemic index, so it's much better for your blood sugars. Gluten-free breads, there are gluten-free breads out there. Now, obviously, if you're celiac, you need to avoid gluten at all costs. But lots of people are gluten intolerant and don't realise it. And they choose to eat gluten-free bread rather than having normal whole grain bread. So gluten-free is an alternative. It is an option. It's made with without the protein in the wheat called gluten, but they have a lower fibre content and they generally have a higher glycemic index than similar wheat-containing breads. So you've got to be careful with gluten-free. Obviously, they tend to be a lot more money and arguably they're not as healthy as whole grain bread. But obviously, if gluten is a problem for you, then gluten-free may be the way to go. FODMAP breads are quite new. FODMAP breads recently hit the market, and FODMAPs are carbohydrates that get into the large intestine where they shouldn't be, and they cause all sorts of problems. You know, gut bacteria have a party on them, and not a good party. It can cause things like cramps. It can cause pain. It can aggravate IBS symptoms. It can cause bloating. So if you've got issues with FODMAPs, which are fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides and polyols, which are all these carbohydrates that we should be able to absorb in the small intestine, but for some people get as far as the large intestine, then if FODMAPs are an issue, then you might want to consider a FODMAP bread. But they do still contain gluten. So if you've got issues with gluten, then obviously you should stay away from FODMAP breads as well. So in conclusion, it's a bit of a whistle-stop tour about the different types of breads. For people without gluten sensitivity, then arguably whole grains are probably the best way to go, although I would limit the consumption of bread because gluten, even if you are not gluten intolerant and you haven't got celiac, gluten can cause some issues in the gut. So, you know, if you're going to have whole grain breads, then perhaps moderation is the key. And look for breads with whole grains in them, so grains, nuts and seeds, and they should be high up on the ingredients list because the ingredients in foods, the ingredient list, are in priority order. So make sure they're high up on the list. And around 4 grams of fibre per serving is an ideal target to aim for. And soft and white fluffy breads, so white breads and even wholemeal breads, probably best avoided. You'll treat now and again, but from a nutritional point of view, they don't do very much for you. Right, I'm going to come on very quickly. I've been trying to cover this subject for the last few weeks, but haven't actually got around to doing it. So I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about choline. Now, choline is a water-soluble member of the vitamin B family, and it does several important functions in the body. It helps to form cell membranes. It also helps in the formation of DNA and other cell structures. It helps the growth of neurotransmitters in the brain. It helps to support your central nervous system. It helps to protect your memory and also against loss of brain function. It helps to maintain a healthy liver function and a healthy heart. It helps to support a healthy pregnancy and is also very important for children's growth and development. And it prevents the buildup of inflammatory amino acids. There is an amino acid called homocysteine. And people with raised levels of homocysteine have an increased risk of things like atherosclerosis and other heart-related conditions. So choline is a B vitamin that most people have never heard of, but lots of people are deficient in and can relate to some of the symptoms of deficiency. And if that's the case, you might want to do your own research and look into it, and perhaps you might want to consider a choline supplement. So here are some of the other symptoms of choline deficiency. And choline is spelled C-H-O-L-I-N-E. So some of the other symptoms are low levels of energy or fatigue, poor memory function, so memory loss. If your cognitive ability is starting to decline, if you suffer from muscle aches or nerve damage, if you suffer from mood changes or disorders, then those are some of the other symptoms of choline deficiency. So where can you get choline from? Well, you can get choline from things like egg yolks, organ meats, so liver is a prime example, wheat germ, salmon, chickpeas, split peas, beef, turkey, chicken breast is also good, as is cauliflower, goat's milk, and things like Brussels sprouts, yum, yum. But all these foods are really good sources of choline. Choline generally is present in animal products. So if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you are more likely to suffer from a choline deficiency. So again, do your own research, and perhaps, you know, if you can identify with some of those symptoms, then it's something that you might want to look into. It's estimated that around 90% of people have low levels of choline and they are deficient. And if you're going to supplement, if you are having difficulty getting that from your food, then make sure the supplement is of the best quality possible. And the recommended intake for women is about 425 milligrams a day and about 550 for men. So choline is one of the most important, one of the important B vitamins that a lot of people have never heard about. So the hour's gone fast. We've learned a lot today. We've learned about different types of bread. We've learned about choline, and we've learned about some of the factors that might be contributing to bad quality of sleep. So please go back and listen to the show again. If you'd like to find out more about those things, then you are more than welcome to contact me via my website, i-nutrition.co.uk. Bev and Julie from the One You Shop have explained more about the One You program. The One You Shop in Ashford, which is open Tuesday to Saturday, 9:30 till 4. Sorry, 9:30 till 5, Tuesday to Friday, and 9:30 till 1 on a Saturday. And we've also discussed their business event that's going to be running on the Monday the 29th of January from 10 till 4. If you're a business owner, if you're a senior decision maker, and you have an interest in the health and well-being of your staff, then you really should go down there on Monday the 29th of January and find out more about what they do and how they can provide a free service to help your employees improve their health as well. So, just to wrap up now, the next show is on Monday the 29th of January from 11 o'clock again. Please do listen in. It would be great to have your input. You can contact me on Twitter via the show's Facebook and Twitter feeds. If you go in, you can ask me a question, ask for a shout out, or just say hello. It'd be great to hear you. If you'd like to appear as a guest on the show, it'd be great to have you on. You can contact me through my website and we can have a chat from there. But all that's left to do is to thank you for listening this morning. I hope you found it educational. I hope you found it really interesting. And hopefully there's some things in there that you can take away and apply in your own life that might help you to improve your diet, improve your health, improve your sleep. Even if there's this one takeaway, then it was worth listening to. And please do interact with me on my Twitter feed, at Health Radio Show, because we're going to play a song, three songs from a year next Monday, and you can have an input into what year you and we choose. So if you pick a year, I'll pick the songs. As I mentioned, this on today's show, it's been 1982, and I'm going to play you out with one more song from 1982. So we've had Eye of the Tiger from Survivor. We've had Africa from Toto, and I'm going to play you out with Our House by Madness from 1982. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and please do listen in next Monday. Until then, I wish you a happy and healthy week.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed.
Ah!